The name Jackson Pollock brings to mind images of energy, movement, even chaos. The large canvases he created are a riot of dripped and splattered paint, an apparent explosion of motion frozen in time and space. He was the embodiment of action painting and one of the great and original figures of abstract expressionism. Like many, I thought of Pollock as the born artist, someone whose thoughts, emotions, and unconscious simply transferred directly to the tip of his paintbrush. In a famous movie, Hans Nomet filmed Pollock as he created one of his energized drip canvases. We see him moving like a dancer, tossing, teasing, twirling paint in an almost unconscious yet considered way. In fact, Pollock was absolutely not a born artist, and the overwhelming consensus is that he had almost no innate talent. But what Pollock did have was a fierce desire to be an artist. So, Pollock put in years and years of practice, copying, copying, and more copying, imitating the classics, mastering the technique of line and shading, apprenticing to the great Thomas Hart Benton, a realist and geometric reductionist. Several years ago, the Metropolitan Museum of Art held an exhibit of Pollock's notebooks, and they were not pages and pages of dripped paint and squiggly lines, but rather they contained study after study, imitations of the great masters, copies of magazine covers. These were pages and pages of homework. Like many of the abstract expressionists, Pollock was for some time an advocate of automatic writing, an aim to paint or draw free of the dictates of conscious manipulation. Yet the unconscious must draw from somewhere. These images do not spring up simply from our gray matter, but rather from some well of experience, emotion, and even technique. As the pen, pencil, or brush races across the canvas, seemingly unguided by direct thought, the motion must draw from some familiar, natural, unblocked, and deeply remembered activity, the practice. Much of the same is true in mathematics. While for various reasons many people like to believe in the myth of the born mathematician and mathematically gifted, in fact, for most of us, mathematical skill is to a degree an acquired talent. We do pages and pages of sums, then multiplication tables and algebraic manipulations. We do problem set after problem set, example after example, until finally, one day, the mechanics of it all recede into the background, and our minds and our creativity are set free and given the tools to express themselves. Now we can design that beautiful house or boat. Now we can explain that economy or disease response. Our heart will choose the music we want to hear, and mathematics can help us dance to it. This is what I think of as I look at a Pollock drawing here in Dartmouth's collection. Pollock drew this after a 1936 visit to the college to view Epic of American Civilization, a mural cycle by the Mexican artist Orozco, which is in Baker Library. Pollock's sketches are inspired by one particular panel titled Gods of the Modern World. The panel consists of five ghoulish academics bearing witness to a grisly scene of the birth of a skull from a skeleton lying on the ground, surrounded by specimen jars and books. The panel suggests that academics, or science without inspiration or magic, is a lifeless experience. Pollock's drawings, the delicate lines of bones, skeletons, and ghosts, belie his hours of academic drawing exercises, but of course they are much more than that. They are a synthesis of his perspiration and inspiration. All that homework gave him the means to channel his ferocious desire to be an artist into being an artist. Any aspiring scientist could learn a lot from that. From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.